to Shandy Chernow, and you're listening to the Shandyland podcast. Today, I have for you another one of those humans who has a tendency to make me feel like I have not yet done enough with my life in the food allergy space or otherwise. Her resume as a still college student blows mine out of the water, and I have so much respect for her and the work that she's doing. Her name is Audrey Cha, and she is a college student, as I mentioned, a food allergy advocate, and an entrepreneur. Audrey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to speak with you today and get to share a little bit more about myself and my life.
Yeah. So tell me, like, I always like to start with food allergy journey, right? It's always so interesting to hear how other people have come to work in the space of helping people with food allergies. You've known about yours since before you remember, I imagine. How did that go? And tell me a little bit about growing up and going through school with your allergies.
Mm-hmm. So my parents discovered that I was allergic to wheat first at a very young age when I began to start consuming solid foods. And so they took me immediately to an allergist. They were like, we need to get this girl checked out. Like, let's see what else she's allergic to. So from then, I got my first ever skin test. I got blood work done. And that's when we kind of came up with the all-inclusive list of my now dozens of allergies.
And I think, work and the skin testing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And it just gets bumpy and itchy. It's crazy. As a little kid, especially having to see that. Mm-hmm. But basically, they just taught me from a young age how to speak up for myself because, of course, they couldn't be with there all the time. But I needed people to learn how to cater to my allergies. And so I think they were really the ones who helped influence me to become an advocate, not only for myself, but for a ton of other people in the community as well.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about kind of going through school. At what point did they let you start really advocating for yourself? Or was it, you know, let's go to kindergarten, here's what you need to know?
Mm-hmm. I think in preschool, my mom was definitely really, really worried, especially when I was younger, because even I couldn't really fully grasp what food allergies were. So my mom would always talk to all of my teachers beforehand, before I even entered into the upcoming grade. And she would basically let them know about my list of allergies, what kind of reactions I had, and how they can use an EpiPen in the need of an emergency. And that is kind of like the steps that she would take. And she would tell me to tell some of my closest friends like about my food allergies from a young age. So we kind of started off there. And when I was in like fourth, fifth, sixth grade is when I actually started speaking up to myself, speaking up for myself and telling teachers as well. Yeah.
Did you ever run into hard situations with your friends or family?
Yes, I think especially when we're little, like kids don't really understand food allergies. And so a lot of times we run into those really unfortunate situations where they almost like make fun and they're like, oh, well, I have a peanut butter sandwich today. Like, what's going to happen to you? Like, what's going to happen if I wave it around? And so I think over the years, people have really learned a lot more and have matured out of that, thank goodness. But I think it's definitely difficult as a little kid having to hear those things constantly.
Yeah. I think that the general difference between people who handle food allergies well and people who don't is their level of empathy for what other people are experiencing that's different than what they experience, you know? And mm-hmm. in our experience at CertaStar, teaching that or what's the word I'm looking for? Connecting into that empathy is the thing that starts to turn over the attitude and the caring. Once you can mm-hmm. say, hey, look, you know, this isn't a choice. This is something that hurts me. It's much easier to bring them across the pond, if you will, to being able mm-hmm. to help out and empathize.
Yes, I definitely agree. I think I was really fortunate because going into middle school and high school where kind of finding like a good social group is really important. I ran into an amazing group of friends and all of them are super nice, super caring. They're actually the ones sometimes that even like speak up for me at restaurants or like recommend me like different snacks that they found. And actually, out of my really close high school friend group, two of them are here with me at Rutgers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we actually decided to go here, not even knowing that our other friends had also committed. So I think that's just really awesome, knowing that there's like that backbone of support and that I have people who really understand and care about my food allergies.
Yeah, that's amazing. So speaking of Rutgers and being at school, being away from home at school, how's that going? What experience have you had there? And I'm sure having that support system has been super helpful.
Mm-hmm. So my parents were initially really worried when I was kind of applying to colleges and trying to pick out which one would be the best fit for me, not only in terms of academics wise, but also which one could actually provide for me and accommodate in terms of their dining services. And after we toured Rutgers initially, they as well as me were really blown away. The chefs were super attentive. And even despite being a huge, huge university, now that I've been here for almost a full year, the managers, the chefs, they all know my name. When I come to the front to be like, hi, I'm here to pick up my order, they immediately say, hi, Audrey. They greet me. Aww. We have good conversation. It's just really awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's so good to hear. So it must be, so are you living with some of the girls from high school, or do you have no roommate, or what's the situation? Freshman year can be so hard.
Definitely. Yeah. So all three of us, we decided that we want to still meet new people. So we all chose like new roommates, and I actually met my roommate online before college, and she's super great with my food allergies. I just told her that I'm fine with her eating things with gluten and other allergies in it, but I would prefer if she had no nuts in the room. And previously she would eat snacks with nuts in them, but she's just like completely gotten like rid of that. She and I both like helped to clean our room. We clean our fridge out. She's honestly been great with it, and I'm planning on dorming with her again in the future too.
Nice. That's amazing. What a great experience that you've had with that. That's super cool. So, I mean, you had, you're a freshman in college now. You had such a successful academic high school career, all sorts of activities. We'll talk a little bit about your advocacy stuff and your entrepreneurial, if I can say the word, entrepreneurial stuff as well. How do you balance it all?
Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely a lot of times where I get really overwhelmed and stressed. I definitely am a big overthinker. So when a lot of things start to pile up, I get like, oh my gosh, like I'm going crazy. But I think especially now that I'm in college, I've kind of learned how to manage it a little bit better, still working on it. But I basically, one of my tips that I use is time blocking on Google Calendar. So I kind of block out my week's activities every Sunday night. And this just kind of helps me to keep organized. I'm a very visual person, so kind of seeing different colors associated with different activities, whether it be assignments due, classes I have to go to, my work, shift hours, and just like personal me time or personal times where I meet up with my friends. I think that's been helpful for me and kind of helps me to make the most of my college experience.
And I think all the adults are like, oh my God, I have so much to learn from her, and she's a college freshman. So all of this led you to starting your own service, right? Allaboutallergies.org. Tell me about that and tell me what kind of called you to starting something to help other people with allergies.
Mm-hmm. So this was a big passion project of mine, and I've been thinking about ways that I can help other people, just like people have helped me. And I started this in 2020 during the pandemic. I realized that I have so much time. Everyone's always online. What can I do to kind of create an online presence and have people be able to interact and be able to meet new people? And so I first started off with my Instagram page. I really liked design, marketing, content creation. And so I utilized Canva to make cute graphics, received positive feedback, and kind of just kept going with that. I've developed my website, distributed tons of brochures, and while I was still in high school, I was able to go to my local elementary schools and give seminars to the kids. I think this was one of my favorite things to do because it just reminded me of when I was in elementary school and how I really wish someone did this for me and was able to be in a position where they could teach my classmates about food allergies in a fun and interactive way.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So what are the, how does it work? What are the services that you're offering for people who sign up on or come to your site?
So basically everything that I offer is like informational resources. So I have copies of my brochures online. I do have my seminar presentation. For a little bit in my first and second year, I also had Zooms where I would train people on how they could present these seminars to schools of their own. And I've worked with a ton of other content creators. That's basically kind of the space that I'm working in now. I'm working on just individually creating graphics and partnering with different companies and different food allergy advocates to just create some joint content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a great lead in to your work both with FAIR and with Spoken, right? So talk to me about those things and how you've worked with them and what you're looking forward to going forward.
Mm-hmm. So for FAIR, I've been in their teen advisory group since I believe 2019 or 2020. And through this, I've basically just met a really, really good group of people, especially this one friend. Her name is Catherine Walker from Cook It Up Catherine. She's awesome. I've worked with her a couple times. We continue to catch up here and there through college. And I'm also a teal champion for FAIR, so I work on some of their initiatives with them. They get access to my social media and my design posts if they want to ever repost or reshare anything. And working with Spoken, I believe you asked as well. So currently I
work. Feel free to add to the list if I missed anything.
Oh, yeah. So for Spoken, I work as their content manager. I started off as an intern the summer of my junior year. And they asked me to come back to work part-time as they were like hiring new people. And this has just been really fun for me, I think. I just love seeing like travel guides being posted, seeing people be able to use these and see these and travel safely after having these resources as well. So that's definitely been a lot of fun. And I like kind of working within a food allergy company and seeing how the inner workings come together.
Yeah. So what have you learned in starting your own organization and working with other ones? What kind of challenges have you had to overcome with that?
Mm-hmm. I think there's always the challenge of how to overcome obstacles and how to grow as an organization. So I think I've definitely learned a lot of better time management and problem solving skills through it. I think I've definitely learned how to be a better marketer, how to create better graphics. I'm always looking to improve. And
you're majoring around that also, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So my major at the Rutgers Business School is marketing and supply chain and concentration in entrepreneurship. So I think with the food allergy resources, food allergy products, and the business venture that I'm planning on starting sometime soon, those three majors kind of come together well to support me educationally.
Mm-hmm. What can you share about the upcoming venture?
Ooh, okay. So I've been keeping it a little bit on the down low. Not really sure when it's going to start up yet, but me and my dad have been thinking for a while that we wanted to produce a line of food allergy friendly products.
Very good. Yeah,
sometime either in the near or far future, but we'll see what happens with that.
I love it. I won't press you on details because I know how that goes, but I look forward to seeing you know, what comes out of there. And I realize, I told you earlier, my brain's not 100% intact at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I realized as you were talking about kind of the stress and the balance of, you know, both in college and in high school, I'm sure, learning to handle that and kind of sit back and take a breath as things become overwhelming. Do you feel like having grown up with food allergies, and that's obviously a very stressful thing, do you feel like going through that and having that as part of you growing up helps you to be able to cope with other stresses as they come to work and school?
Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely given me a lot of grit in life. I've learned how to work through things. It's also helped to teach me a lot of like public speaking and leadership skills, like not intentionally, but I feel like it's just kind of come along with that. So even if I'm with my friends, they're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to call this person. I don't want to ask this person. And I'm just like, and they just ask me to do it. And I'm like, sure, like, why not? Yeah. But yeah, it's helped me overcome a lot of challenges. I think when I was little, I was pretty shy, but I think now I'm a really extroverted person and I actually like talking a lot.
So. You're a step ahead of me. I still don't like it, but I can do it. So talk to me about college and dating and food allergies. How does that go? Because it's something that I feel like, and I mentioned this to you before we started recording, it's something that I feel like people don't really talk about from a food allergy perspective and don't necessarily think about. But one of the ways that you can get your allergens ingested, if you will, if that's the right word, is through contact with another person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I had an experience. I'm not together with him currently, but when we were dating, he knew about my food allergies before because we were pretty good friends, I would say. And every time, like, we would meet, he would, follow my diet for the day. So he would, like, avoid eating anything with wheat, eggs, gluten, and, like, the list goes on. And he's kind of found ways to go around that. And if we're eating out together, he'll usually, like, ask me, like, what places are good. And so, like, a favorite place of ours, like, became Chipotle. Because it was just, like, a really safe, quick, easy, and like fun option that we can kind of go for. And he was like really great with that. I think for several months he's like kind of kept that. So if we were meeting like on the weekend, if we were meeting like multiple days a week, at least like one of those days he would try to avoid all foods that I was allergic to for the day. So that was great for me, I think, definitely.
What a great experience. And I mean, maybe another way is not so great, but in that particular way, I'm really happy that your bar for future partners with regard to your food allergies has been set high.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because now if I find someone and they're like, oh, well, I'll never be able to give up peanut butter sandwiches, oh, I would be like, you're done.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, my partner avoids all of my allergies like they're his allergies. All the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. It's just easier that way and safer that way. And, you know, it's I feel guilty about that, I guess, sometimes when I think about it. But it's good to know that me existing is, you know, worthwhile to him. Right. So, yeah. It's good. But meeting new people and going out on first dates, it becomes a heavy conversation that you have to have way earlier than you want to.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that with, you know, new dates? Not necessarily recent, but, you know, in general.
Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm meeting anyone new, if we're planning kind of like a restaurant or something to go to, I mention to them that I have food allergies and then I provide a couple of options. Now that I've also been on Rutgers for a year now, I've kind of found like a couple of really safe restaurants that are a little bit more restaurant-like than Chipotle, if I were to say, because Chipotle is more of like a little fun thing. But yeah, so... they're never like resistant to trying these foods, and a lot of really good restaurants near me as well are able to accommodate for food allergies. Like, for example, me and my friends recently went to this Vietnamese pho restaurant, and it was actually my first time trying Vietnamese food at a restaurant. But because they do provide like rice noodles and their broth is like peanut, wheat, egg, everything free, it was awesome. And I was able to eat there with no negative experiences. So
that's great.
That's definitely one way that I try to handle it when I'm like meeting new people or going out.
That's amazing. What do you wish that people knew about food allergies as they've become, you know, your friend or coworker or teacher or date or whatever the case may be? What do you wish people knew before you had to teach them?
I think I just kind of wish that they realize the seriousness of it sometimes, because, and like how difficult it is to actually find those couple of safe places to eat. I think sometimes because my friends want to plan trips to the city or want to plan trips like downtown or somewhere, but I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't go unless I know where I'm going to eat or what I'm going to pack. And then I have to do this and that. So I think it's definitely always like a big process that other people don't really have to think about. And I think just them like being able to recognize and respect that is like would be like the best thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I think that when people ask me that question, it's to your point, mm-hmm. the seriousness of it, but also that it just isn't a choice, and it is all the freaking time, right? Every time you have a snack, every time somebody's hungry and wants to stop at the, you know, food truck or the cart on the corner, it's like, ugh. Like, it's just kind of something that's always, you know, it can be a little bit overwhelming. But what advice would you have for other people heading off to college with food allergies?
I think when you're touring schools and applying to schools, definitely do your research first. Obviously, don't give up your dream school, because I believe that any school is definitely able to accommodate for food allergies. It's just that some are better than others. And when you do go on your tour, make sure that you're able to visit like the dining hall that you'll be living next to, and ask if you can talk to the manager or the chef. And usually dining services are really developed, especially nowadays, and they have a whole different system, a whole different plan for food allergies. Like my school, they have a text to order system. So anyone with dietary restrictions just has to text the dining hall 2 to 3 hours before they plan to eat, and they'll prepare everything for you in the back and bring it out when you're there.
That's amazing. So
it's been a lot of help, I think. So definitely seeing what kind of different services each school has to offer is a huge tip when you're going to college with food allergies.
So how can people find you online? What are your social media handles, website? Tell everybody everything.
Yes. So I'm most active on my Instagram, which is at All About Allergies. I do have a webpage, allaboutallergies.org. And then if you ever want to email me or talk to me or connect with me on LinkedIn, my LinkedIn profile should just be Audrey-Cha. And my email is also in my Instagram bio. So you can find all of that there.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And we'll keep an eye out there for the future products also, whatever that may be. So then I'm very excited to hear your two truths and a lie. So you're going to give us three things about yourself in no particular order, two of which are true and one not so much. Listeners, if you want to know which one's not true, come talk to us in your favorite social media platform or podcast platform and see if you're right.
Ooh, okay. I have to rethink a little bit, because I think I did definitely say like one thing, at least one thing, during the podcast episode.
Happens so often.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. One of them would be that my dog has food allergies. Second one is that my mom has a peanut allergy. And the third one would be that one of my friends in college also manages over a dozen food allergies.
Very good and concentrated. I like it.
Yes.
All right. Well, Audrey, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on being so fabulous and keep up all the amazing work. If there's ever anything that you need, let me know. Always happy to help. Listeners, thanks for being here. And as always, this has been the Shandyland Podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.